This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode 4 of Piece of the Action here on the Place to Be Nation book feed. I am your host, Matt Souza. Thank you all for joining me once again here today. And my guest for today, I am very excited to have on. He can hear him over on the PTBN wrestling feed on shows like Chicken Salad, Highway to the Impact Zone, and Special Relations. Hailing from across the pond, my guest is Mr. Ben Locke. Ben, how are you today?
Thank you very much for having me, Matt. I am very good, thank you. Thank you for doing this at a reasonable time of night for me as well.
No problem.
I'm used to doing podcasts with guys from the other side of the pond, like it's something AM, it's PM at the moment. That's quite nice.
You're welcome. Well, Mr. Locke, why don't you tell the folks listening what we're watching today?
So today we are going back to the mid-90s and we are watching everybody's favorite bus-related heist, Speed, from 1994.
Yes, I am so very excited. It's been at least a decade since I have seen this movie.
Yeah,
so,
that's one of the reasons I picked it, because it's been a while since I've seen it as well.
Very much looking forward to this. So we are paused at around the 2 second mark. We're looking at a 20th Century Fox logo here, and this movie, another one, second month in a row, movie's not on Netflix or Hulu or anything like that, so we both rented copies of this from your various movie rental businesses, if you will. So like I said, we're both paused at around the 2 second mark, so when I say play, we are going to play the movie. See that? That's how that works. All right, so in 3, 2, 1, play. So, as we get to the intro here, first question I ask everybody on this show is, what's your history with this movie? Did you see it when it came out, or?
So, no, I would have seen it when it came out, because I would have been about 13 or 14 when it came out. I definitely saw it in the 90s, though. Do you remember that? I had the video, so I definitely did see it. So it wasn't one of those I caught up on like way later. I was very much part of the 90s zeitgeist for me was this film.
Right. So for me, I was one of the families where I couldn't see R-rated movies till a certain age, like, you know, responsible households. My parents were responsible. Good on them, I suppose. So I was probably 13 or 14 when I saw this, and I was, you know, I had to wait to see this because I believe it's rated R. So
yeah,
this was one of the first R-rated movies I probably saw at the time.
I'm pretty sure this would have been a 15 over here.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah, true. Different rating thing. That always weird to me that there wasn't just like a worldwide standard, how it's different,
yeah,
everywhere you go.
I always thought that. I was always like, whenever I hear about R-rated movies over in America, I'm like, well, is that 18? Is that 15 films?
Right. It's R is 17, I believe, here.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird age, because it's like 18, you know, here you can smoke at 18, and 18 you're considered an adult, but it's 17 for R-rated movies. It's kind of weird.
Well, I remember when I were a lad, in about 1989, when first Batman was coming out, and you know, you can imagine, as an 8-year-old kid, I am so excited to see the film. Yeah. I am building up, and then I find out it's not going to be a PG, or, you know, so when you go, your parents to go see, no, it's going to be a 12.
Right.
I think I found out like a week before the film was coming out. I was so gutted.
So like that
so
was the,
upset.
That was the thing with my parents, like when I was like maybe 9 or 10, like R was strictly forbidden. Just don't even ask. It's not happening. You're going to see it. But PG-13, usually they let me watch. But it kind of like depended, like they would usually watch it first just to make sure. But, you know, we all have that movie we saw way too young. Like I was probably 7 or 8 when I saw True Lies the first time. So we all have one that, you know, snuck through the cracks.
Well, I mean, you know, as a 4 or 5 year old watching the Thriller video, that was some scary stuff, man.
I can imagine.
I think my first proper like adult film I went to see at the cinema, I want to say, was the first South Park, the South Park film.
Yeah.
I was talking adult film.
So the first one I saw was, I think I just told this recently in one of our chats. I went with my cousin to go see, I don't know if you remember the Corky Romano movie with Chris Kattan. From like 2000, 2001. So yeah, we saw that and loved it at the time. Probably haven't seen it since. Probably doesn't hold up at all, knowing Chris Kattan. But so after that, we snuck in to see A Training Day with Denzel Washington. So, and again, another movie that I was way too young to see. I was probably 10 at the time.
One for all the family.
Yeah.
But by the way, I don't want to hijack Matt's presenting here, but if you're thinking you're missing anything in the film, we have literally just got to the first scene.
Oh, yeah. No, the first opening, you know, 10 minutes of this movie is literally shots of an elevator shaft.
So don't think you're missing anything at home, guys. You're really not.
Security guard walking up to presumably the villain. I believe that's Dennis Hopper, right?
It's but certainly is.
God, Dennis Hopper was so good. Whoa, that man's dead.
That's going to leave a mark.
Second Keanu Reeves movie for this show. Kind of surprised. I've had
really
two Keanu Reeves movies and not one Schwarzenegger film yet. Kind of interesting. And two Sandra Bullock movies.
You know. Speaking of the chat, you know, one of the other conversations we were having was about you know, blah actors you love. And I think Keanu Reeves would be like at the top of that list for me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't write in the chat, but I was thinking about it. I was like, right, I love Point Break. Yep. Love Bill and Ted. Love this.
Yeah.
The first Matrix film is amazing.
Yeah.
John Wick, I can work with it.
So that's one of my great shames, is I still haven't seen the John Wick movies. I know guy who hosts an action movie podcast hasn't seen the 3 John Wick movies, but I'll tell you for the listeners at home, it's coming, because I bought all 3 of them recently. So we're going to do it at some point. Matt learns John Wick. It's going to happen. So we're looking at an elevator shaft here that is careening towards the ground.
Yeah.
The cables assumingly being cut by one Dennis Hopper.
He has got a good little mechanism going there. I mean, Dennis Hopper can only play a psycho, can't he?
Oh, God. Yeah, he's not a guy who can play, you know, normal. He's just not.
You'd love to see it, some sort of like, you know, coming of age drama as the dad, wouldn't you?
No. You're not gonna see him in like Glengarry Glen Ross or something like that.
Because it was like, obviously I saw this first, and a couple of years later I saw, you know, he's only in those last 2 episodes of 24, but he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And yep. You know, and then Blue Velvet as well, he's brilliant in that. And it's just like, yep. He's just absolute psycho, Bill.
The Super Mario Brothers movie, you've yet to mention that. I mean,
sorry, I apologize.
Man, who could forget, really? I forgot Jeff Daniels was in this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I told you, it's been a while since I've seen it. It might even be more than 10 years, honestly.
Well, I'm thinking it's been at least 5, yeah. Thinking about it.
And he's in Terminator 2. He's the security guy in Terminator 2. So do you have any thoughts on the sequel to this, Speed 2, when they steal a boat?
Oh, God, don't even get me started. Well,
spoiler, they steal a boat.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you see Under Siege and you think that's the most ridiculous job choice or most ridiculous location for a film. No. We're going to do an action film on a boat. involving the boat having to go quick.
I mean, so action movies, a lot of them are built on absurdity, of course.
Yes.
But there's a limit.
Well, I was on about this you know, we were talking about this, about films and stuff on special issues. I don't want to be, this might sound disrespectful. I don't want me to be, because I love action films, but the best films are the ones you can describe in a sentence or two, aren't they?
Right.
Which pretty much all the great action films can be.
Oh, yeah.
Like this one. Like this film, there's a bomb on the bus. The bus has to go quick or else the bomb goes off. There you go. That's the film.
Yeah. Oh, even like Demolition Man, which I watched on here with Sean Kidd. Yeah, listen to that if you haven't, folks.
Yeah.
Even that you can describe in a sentence or two. I mean, yeah. Matrix, which is a little bit tougher just because, but... So Keanu and Jeff Daniels going to save the folks out of the the elevator.
They've got to get into the thing now.
Did they mention what city this is in yet? Because I forgot.
I haven't seen that yet.
Have to look, because I do not remember. So we're at a shot. That's right. I forgot. Dennis Hopper doesn't have a thumb in this movie. His thumb is missing.
Yeah.
On his left hand, because assuming it was blown up at some point, because he's Dennis Hopper, I suppose. Does Keanu Reeves age?
I don't think he does. I think he's looked exactly the same since this film. Then Point Break, he looks a bit younger, and the first couple of, and first Bill and Teddy does. But then for about 91, that's it. Then he's like, "This is me." The rigors of aging have taken place.
And I mean, he's got the long hair and the goatee now, but I mean, still, he still looks the same. I mean,
yeah.
So this movie came out on June 10th, 1994, was made with a budget of $30 million and made $350 million in the box office. So, it made its money.
I'm right in thinking, like, it wasn't meant to be. I mean, obviously with that budget as well, but it wasn't like scheduled to be a big hit or anything, right. Was it? I do remember that, and obviously it was one of the biggest hits of the decade.
Oh, for sure. So this was this takes place in LA. That's what I thought, but I just
there you
wanted
go. Yeah.
to double check.
Thank you, Keanu's just told us.
Oh, see, had I waited another 10 seconds. So there's a bomb apparently strapped to the elevator. That seems problematic. Keanu just calmly chewing gum, like, yeah, another day at the office.
I like that. It was the whole calm. Yeah, we'll get you out as soon as you can, guys. And then they both look at each other with a bomb. They're like, oh, shit.
No hurry. There's just a bomb here. You know, take your time, guys. God, I can't, much like you say that Dennis Hopper, you know, he can't do any other role in this. I have a hell of a time taking Jeff Daniels seriously after Dumb and Dumber. I just really do. Like, I'm sure he's a classically trained actor, but...
I don't know which one was first, but I'm right in thinking these were like, those two films were back to back.
It might have been the same year. Dumb and Dumber might have been 94. But it's like, you know, you see a guy shitting on a toilet, and in a comedic fashion. I mean,
with the pudding bowl haircut.
I'm sure he's a classically trained actor, and in the off chance he's listening to this show, I'm sorry, but
on the off chance.
Still trying to figure out what to do with the bomb. Now they decide that they want to get the hostages out, which is probably a good idea.
Yeah, I think that might be for the best.
There's one panicky guy in the elevator shouting.
Okay, so I've got it up here. Dumb and Dumber came out over here on the 7th of April, 1995. So this would have been first.
Oh, really?
Then, yeah.
Interesting.
I'm guessing it would have been like pre-Christmas for you guys.
Yeah, I would imagine something like that. Is that usually how it works? It comes out here, goes there afterwards.
It's been more recently, like, you know, with digital films and everything, you'd be there, you know, able to get the release date a lot closer. But back in these days, I can imagine,
yeah,
it would have been like about three or four months.
Yeah, you were spot on. December 16th, 1994.
Yeah, there you go.
Dumb and Dumber. So.
Yeah, because Jim Carrey would have released Mask by then, wouldn't he? So we would have been like
Mask was before this. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, Keanu is going to make good use of some wires here.
He needs the money, apparently. Dennis Hopper asking for money.
Don't we all need the money?
I keep calling him Dennis Hopper because I don't think they've said what his name is in this movie yet, so forgive me.
Certain actors, though, you can get away with that. Yeah, it's Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that bit there, with Jeff Light going nimbly over the the railing, that's like, yeah, like you say, you can't exactly take him seriously.
Yeah, I mean, got Keanu hanging over the elevator. Yeah, Dennis Hopper's in another elevator.
Tom Cruise saw this and thought, I need to use this. Yeah.
Shit, that looks cool. I gotta do that.
Hey, there's another guy. Tom Cruise wasn't a bit. You haven't had a Tom Cruise movie yet?
No. No, we haven't.
I'd have thought somebody would have took Top Gun off your hands.
I'm kind of glad I haven't watched Top Gun yet, to be quite honest. It's fine. It's a fine movie. It's not one of my favorites. The soundtrack is killer, but...
Yes.
Where's this red lighting in the elevator coming from?
Rock set, no.
Oop, they blew up the elevator and, whoa, woman almost fell through the floor.
And now the elevator is going down after the explosion.
What's happening? Nice. What's happening? You know what's happening.
have a guess. Have a wild guess of what you think's going on here.
I'll give you one chance to get it right. He blew up the bomb earlier because they knew, Dennis Hopper knew that there was some shenanigans going on.
Always like it when they claim shenanigans.
Still trying to solve the elevator problem. Jeff Daniels looking a little winded going down those stairs. Keanu, I'm not a child.
I know I'm going to be the older cop here, but I can still run, damn it.
Save me, I want to get out. Tremendous dialogue. Trying to pull people out of the elevator here. Oh, that's a problem. So the tether that they tethered the elevator to has broken. So they're desperately trying to get the people out of the elevator.
Including the woman who somehow managed to fall through that hole. I mean, that's not a very big gap, is it? You're not going to get very, very big fellas through there.
No, no.
I would struggle with that.
Yep, I agree. I feel most people would. Seriously, where's that lighting coming from? That's not how elevators are lit. And it's just that. It's not like... that's so weird.
Keanu grabbing a piece of ass there on the way out. Good luck.
Well, you got some lady who doesn't want to get out, which is a choice, I suppose.
It's a lifestyle choice.
She doesn't want to move because she's afraid it's going to fall. Now, wouldn't you want to move if you were afraid it was going to fall?
I would.
Or, I mean, I guess you could be crippled with fear, I suppose, but I don't know. Like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, that guy's like, I've asked you once, that'll do, I'm getting out.
Guys like George Costanza pushing people out of the way when there's a fire.
Yeah, so I think we've all got it in our head into that we'd be like that we'd be the hero, but you'd be the first one.
Oh God, no! I wouldn't be the hero. I fully admit that. Good God, no! I want to be first off, because.
Yeah, women and children be damned.
So they got everybody off the elevator, and the elevator crashes to the ground. They say they had 3 minutes left before he was scheduled to set the bomb off, but Dennis Hopper set it off anyway, because that's the kind of guy he is.
He's just the true American psycho.
Yeah. And Jeff Daniels looks very winded.
He does, doesn't he? Like I say, he has not been to the gym.
No. No.
Keanu still chewing that gum.
What a pro. Does all that, saves the world, still able to keep the piece of double mint in his mouth. He's not even breaking a sweat. Oh, wait. No. He is sweating. Excuse me.
Yeah. He's just realized that Dennis Hopper is still in the building.
Now they're checking the freight elevators. Did they say what type of building this is? It's like a hotel or something, or an apartment complex.
It looks like a sort of hotel, like conference room sort of place.
Yeah, because it's not decorated like it's an office building.
Yeah. That photo, that art in the background sort of would make me think it is not a bank or anything like that.
Right. Keanu's just rappelling down the elevator shaft. Again, still chewing his gum.
Well, you can definitely tell he's the risk taker in the group, isn't he? Like Jeff, I'll stay here.
I mean, Jeff Daniels would probably take the stairs if he really wanted to. And they're on top of, I believe, is the freight elevator. They're on top of the elevator, pointing down. Whoa! And a gunshot from Dennis Hopper comes up through the roof.
Well, we know Dennis don't take any shit, so...
Still shooting. He's determined. Jeff Daniels falling through the roof. Now Dennis Hopper grabbing him by the nose.
And now he's got a hostage.
How many floors are on this place? Now he's going up to the... Oh, I see what he's doing. He hit the top floor of the building to crush Keanu.
Yes. They go 46, yeah. Yeah, because he's either going to jump down and get shot, or stay and get crushed.
Or he's going to go through that strategically placed opening that happens to be up there.
There just happens to be an elevator. There just happens to be a manhole at the top of the elevator shaft.
Oh, no, he jumped down. Look at that. Oop, Hopper's got another bomb. He came packing. Pop quiz hot. That's right. That's his slogan. Pop quiz,
yeah,
hot shot.
Pop quiz hot
that's
shot.
Right. He's got dynamite strapped to his chest.
Yeah, because there was a stage. I know I keep going about the 90s, but there was a stage where everybody was saying pop quiz hot shot.
Yeah, that's right. I knew there was a slogan I could not remember, and it was driving me fucking crazy all day today.
Well, there you go. That's like the beginning of... That's like your little... That's your strap line for the description of the episode. Pop quiz hot shot.
That's it.
Them two have been in loser stuff as well.
Well, he's Dennis Hopper saying the day has been real disappointing.
Well, you got to think, if he's a psycho and he hasn't killed anybody, that is quite a bad day for him, isn't it?
I would think. I'd suppose so. I mean, I'm no psychopath or murderer, but I mean, if that's the end game and you don't accomplish the task, I mean,
exactly.
He is so good at playing just a rotten piece of shit. Oh God.
He's such a good, he plays like the deranged psycho, but he's very good at like the whole, like getting in people's head, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, get in the role, get into the actor's head and all that.
Yep. So Dennis Hopper makes Keanu shoot the hostage, i.e. Jeff Daniels.
But he shoots him, makes sure he shoots him in the leg where that's not going to do any life-threatening damage, he hopes.
And Dennis Hopper blows up the bomb.
Nice.
So in theory, at this point, you think Dennis Hopper has been deceased. But
yes,
that would mean that the movie is over, which isn't the case because we're only a half hour in. This is a 2-hour film, so do the math.
I mean, that's one of the good things about this film. Like, say we're a half hour in and we haven't even got to the bus yet.
Right.
I mean, I know that's spoiler alert for a few people. There is a bus, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Spoiler of a 26-year-old movie. I mean, I already spoiled Speed 2, so I mean, it only makes sense that we spoil Speed 1 before we finish it here. So.
Yeah.
Spoiler, Keanu's not in Speed 2. Is it?
I mean, that was kind of a white flag right there, wasn't it? Keanu's not in it, and it's on a fucking boat.
And Willem Dafoe is in it, right? Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it Jason Patrick who takes the Keanu role?
Oh God, I don't remember.
Oh, and here we go. Here comes the reveal.
And there goes his thumb. Remember when he had a thumb? Yeah, it's not there anymore. They don't even really cover it up well. It's just like he's got his thumb hiding there. Like, look, I don't have a thumb. Like you're trying to fake an infant. Look, my thumb's gone, kid. They don't even like make it up well.
Big party now to celebrate. And everybody else is like, well done, Keanu. And Jeff's there, like, yeah, he still shot me in the bloody leg. There you go. That's a Jack for shooting Harry. There you go.
He shot you for the greater good. Deal with it.
The greater good.
What a fancy party here.
It is. They were doing them hipster beers like, you know, years before everybody else was.
Oh, everybody's hammered.
Oh, I love a party where everybody's hammered. like my best friend, he's straight edge, so you know it's good for like when you want to get when you haven't, so I haven't had to pay for a taxi in like 20 years. But you know, he remembers things. So even if you're drunk, you have to be on your best behavior, or try to be. And I fail constantly. But as he's very quick to remind me.
Well, there's positives to having a straight edge friend.
There is. He's helped. I'm going to sound really slushy, but he's helped me through some tough times. And then, like I say, the whole, he doesn't drink, so I can get a lift with him. It's very useful.
Oh yeah, always have a designated driver.
Damn right.
Well, Keanu calls Jeff Daniels a gimp as they leave the party.
Here we are.
Here we are. One bus.
Did somebody order a bus?
The plot device. We found it.
I mean, yes, there we go. We're 27 minutes in. Everybody knows Jack.
Well, he's famous for saving the Jack, that's his name. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you caught it, because I completely missed it. So I don't have to keep calling him Keanu.
I think we can go with Keanu. I think we're all right.
All right.
I think Keanu, Sandra, and Dennis, we're fine with that.
Works for me. Good. Less names I have to keep track of. Perfect.
Because let's face it, there's only really three, maybe four actors in this film you really need to remember. Right. We've already seen three of them.
Right. Look at that car Keanu is driving. My lord. Whoa. Well, there goes the bus.
Boom. Well, that got his attention.
That seems bad. I wonder who did that.
That the woman, call 911. I think it might be too late.
Yeah. You think they could salvage that bus? No, ma'am, I don't.
Oh, here he goes. Yep.
There's a phone ringing.
Keanu's doing some great, like, you know, the fire's hot acting there.
Well, we have our first thing. That means this movie is dated. A payphone.
I don't know if it's the same in America. I don't know if they just got rid of all the payphones or not, but most of our payphones now, like in the city centers, are defibrillators now.
Yeah. There is exactly one payphone I can think of in the city where I live. It's near my house. Why it's still there, I'll never know, because, you know, it's 2020 and cell phones are a thing. But there's at least one where I am. It's like in The Matrix, everything was based around a phone, which instantly dated that. Keanu is in a lot of movies that involve phones being a plot device, I suppose.
Well, I was watching I don't know if it got over to you guys. I was watching an episode of The Inbetweeners last week, and they were talking about, like, Bebo and MySpace. I was like, it was like 2008 or something. I was like, oh my God.
MySpace, Jesus.
I had a MySpace. I don't know if that's sad to admit, but I did have one.
Oh, I had one too, but I didn't make it. I had a friend make it for me. I wasn't going through the bullshit of making a MySpace on my own. I don't got that kind of time. You want to make it for me? Fine, have a ball.
You're like, yeah. I do music. Yeah.
yeah, right. So they're talking to Dennis Hopper on the payphone. He said there's a bomb on a bus somewhere in the city. And if the bus goes below 50 miles an hour, it is going to explode.
Yeah, this bit we better pay attention to, because this is the main plot device.
Yes, we're busy talking about MySpace.
While Dennis was doing the pothead quiz hotshot bit.
Whoops.
I think that's the danger with these watch orgs sometimes. You're having that good a chat that you're like, oh, yeah, oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, especially with me. I mean, it doesn't take much for me to go off topic. I mean, I got to mind like a friggin' gnat.
We've got a few catchphrases on Special Relations, and one of them is, we love a tangent.
There's bus 2525 and
Sandra
Bullock running towards the bus in the hopes of catching it.
Am I right? I should have done. I'm sounding like I've done research, but I really haven't. I'm right in thinking this is her first actual film. Never mind, like, starring role. This is her first actual film, I think.
Demolition Man, I think, was before.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Yeah. So yes, it would have been like a first starring role. Sorry. Yeah, I got it wrong. I got it mixed up. But so still, that's quite
Demolition
impressive.
Man, I think, was 93.
So. Yeah.
And she had done minor stuff like before that, but nothing as big.
Apologies. Yeah, first starring role. I knew I'd see through as like a fit. Oh, here's that hipster guy.
Now, I'm no expert, but maybe Sandy should have let the bus go. It would have been a less stressful day.
You have to do that. You have to do that casual running to the bus. I didn't want you to run.
This creepy fuck behind her trying to show his stuff and impress Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
You leave her alone, you monster.
I mean, we'd have a go at him today, wouldn't we? But what kind of dick wears, like, a jacket with a T-shirt and sunglasses?
Looking like an extra from Miami Vice. A collared shirt with a, I don't know what color. Someone tell me what color that is, because I don't know. What color was that suit jacket? Blue? Purple?
Well, she's had enough of them. She's moved anyway.
Who can blame her? Creepy Carl back there. So they're on the highway, which is going to be a problem, because as soon as it hits 50, it triggers the bomb. And then once it hits 50, it can't go below 50. And Keanu Reeves in his SUV from circa 1975, I can tell you firsthand that car does not go that fast.
Am I right saying there are two steering wheels on that car? I'm not misseeing that, am I?
So in old cars, the outer ring was the steering wheel, and the inner ring was usually made of like a chrome or a metal, and that was how you triggered the horn. It wasn't a thing in the middle. Ah. It was like an inner circle thing that you hit.
Now, as a bomb disposal expert in the police, he should be on some good money. He should be able to afford better than that.
I thought you were going to call me a bomb disposal expert for a minute. I was going to say, where's this going?
Well, you could be. I don't know.
I can't tell the difference between blue and purple. You expect me to be able to cut the right wire? Yeah, there is zero chance that truck goes that fast.
I mean, it's the whole thing of how's he figured out what bus it. I mean, obviously the number, sorry, but how's he figured out the bus's route without having to ring somebody?
Or GPS. GPS wasn't a thing.
We've only just got the apps over here now that tell you what time your bus is due, and you know, like does the GPS on off the bus?
And even then, they're mostly wrong, probably.
Oh, he's got it. He's found it.
I thought that was a Ford Bronco. That's a Ford Bronco. He's running towards the bus. They're in traffic. He just goes ahead and punches a window.
Well, this is pre-OJ, isn't it? So they're fine on... They're like, you do record stuff on the freeway quite happily.
Yeah. And the bus speeds off because it's a bus and Keanu's just a man.
Yeah. He hasn't got like robo legs or anything. He's not Neo in this. I like that. Get out of the car.
Whoa. You scratch this puppy, you and me are going to have words.
I get the feeling in today's environment, you wouldn't get away with that.
No, you would not.
That's another thing that dates this movie.
rather problematic.
Oh, he's not there yet. What's he on, about 48, 49?
Even getting that bus up to 50 miles an hour is a struggle.
Well, I would think so.
Screaming metal death trap.
I mean, how many buses would go on a freeway like this anyway?
Right. Now, I've never been to L.A., but traffic is usually a nightmare, and I could tell you that this isn't realistic, because there's no way you'd be going that fast on an L.A. highway.
Yes,
Hell, 50 on an L.A. highway is a stretch.
I've never had the pleasure of going to L.A. either, but even I know that traffic is a bit of a mare.
Yeah. Well, they've caught up to the bus.
Get out of the way, red car. That's it.
Man in hard hat says, man, he sure has a hard on for this bus. He stole a car just solely to get on the bus because he wanted to ride the bus.
And the bomb has just ticked over, so the bomb is active.
Now, you think the people on the bus would realize that something may be wrong if this guy is going through all this trouble to get on the bus.
Yeah. There's a
I want you to write bomb on bus.
This guy, that guy at the back, who looks like he should be in like a 2000 emo rock band.
Hawthorne Heights, Death Cab for Cutie, one of those. he's a big AFI fan.
Oh, AFI. One of the worst gigs I've ever... Well, not no, no. One of the worst gigs I've ever been to, because it was Foo Fighters. It was the worst band I've ever seen at a gig, was the guy from Blink-182, when he did his little subgroup called Angels and Airways. I don't know if you heard
that. The guy who went batshit crazy with the aliens, him? Tom DeLonge? Yeah, Tom DeLonge. Yeah.
Honest to God, it was probably one of the worst things I've ever watched. Like, you know, it was an outdoor gig, you know, Foo Fighters and Strokes, you're really looking forward to them. You're really up and ready for him. And this guy, they were like third on, and he was just like, talk about, you know, tone deaf, not reading the room.
Yeah, right.
But mate, we quite like a song, you know, we like Everlong, we quite like a somber sing-along song, but you know, not like 45 minutes of it, mate.
Instead he's spewing on about his alien conspiracies. Oh Jesus.
Well, he kept saying, and sorry for our American listeners for my accent in advance, but he kept saying after every song, are you with me? Are you ready? It's like, no, mate, just shut up.
Play the damn tune.
Are you going to play What's My Age Again or not?
Yeah, that's the thing with some of those bands. I mean, there's sometimes you're going to get a great show, but other times, man, you get like Iggy Pop at his worst, you know? Iggy Pop, like metallic KO throwing bottles at the crowd.
Oh, There was a thing over here with Iggy Pop on one of like a late night concert, and it was he had like these see through trousers on, except he forgot to put any pants. Like, I'm guessing he didn't forget to do it. He didn't have any pants on. So
knowing Iggy, that's by design.
It's like, all right, I can see everything. Okay,
you can see his pops. So Keanu jumping from the car to the bus.
Because he's Keanu.
That's right. And he made it, barely.
That would do his knee ligaments in or something for a normal man, but not Keanu.
Oh, yeah, no, not Keanu. I mean, he would go on to play John Wick. So, I mean, he's Neo after all.
My closed captioning just has the thing there grunting.
Grunting, sound of ligaments tearing. We have a slight situation on the bus here. Oh, is that right?
I like that before, though. He says, like, he's telling the driver, you've got to stay, you know, be serious. You've got to stay over 50. And then he turns to the people on the bus and goes, hello, how are you?
Two minutes ago, you were shouting at me that you have a bomb on the bus, and now you say there's a slight situation. Which is it? We have a fella on the bus pointing a gun at Keanu.
Angels and Airways man has the gun. And he's put too much guy liner on.
That guy in the leather jacket looks like he's in a bad band. Oh, man. Oof. He's in some bad Ramones cover band or something. Do you like the Ramones? Good. Well, you're going to hate him after this set. Here we go.
You did like him. Hard hat guy is taking the hard hat off. He's realized this is a serious situation.
Oh, and he goes to tackle AFI man. And the bus driver gets shot. This is a bit of a problem.
I was actually struggling to remember how the bus driver, how Sandra had to take control. So
That bus driver's been in a bunch of stuff too. He's like a character. Yes. I think he did some sitcoms and stuff. And poor Sam, shot in the shoulder, just trying to drive the bus.
Yeah. I always think it's a bit weird when you're on first name terms with like bus drivers and stuff.
Yeah.
Hipster guy is going to be a lot of help, isn't he?
Oh, there's a bomb on the bus. Thanks for not doctoring it up.
That old deer at the back of the bus is doing some great reaction acting.
There's a bomb. Oh, dear. Oh, me. Heavens to Betsy. Poor Sam. I'm fine. Mitch. I could drive this screaming metal death trap that I have no formal training for. No problem. I'm Sandra Bullock. I can do anything.
This film's doing the Me Too movement a lot of good, isn't it? Misk, are you sure you can handle this bus? I know you're used to doing those little cars for your groceries, but...
Look at that phone. Oh, my Lord. It's the size of a brick.
My first phone was about that size.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't get a phone until, like, I was in middle school. So I was in, like, the small phone era.
Yeah.
So I had one of those. My first cell phone was one of those cheap-ass track phones. I don't know if you have track phone in the UK.
Yeah.
It's like a pay-as-you-go type of thing. That was my first cell phone. It was like, you know, it was like half the size of the iPhone I have now. And
but it was that thing of, like, I didn't know that you could only have 10 messages at a time on the phone. So I'd send somebody a message, and then, you know, when you expect a reply, like, not straight away, but, you know, soon after, and nothing was coming through. I was like, what? And it wasn't until I got to school, till college, the next day, that somebody said, no, you need to delete the messages to get another one through. Dennis with his many TVs on the go.
This time, Mr. Daniels staying behind, because we don't want him anywhere near this. he was a bit of a mess during the elevator situation. Let's keep him. Let's keep him in the office. He can do the paperwork.
Well, for the Brooklyn Nine-Nine fans out there, he is the Hitchcock and Scully of this film.
Lifting up the floor to hopefully find the bomb.
That was a great little plot device, wasn't it? That there's a little hole there.
What's this thing with a lever? It might as well just say big bomb underneath in it. douchey Miami Vice guy with the phone now talking to. Yeah.
That's a classic decoy. To be fair, I'm taking the piss out of him saying that, but like, I think I'd be the same if like some bum guy was saying all that stuff to me.
Keanu has found the bomb. It is strapped underneath. It says there's enough C4 on this thing to put a hole in the world.
That's one of my favorite bits out of the film. The fuck me, oh darn.
Oh, it's so good. The timer is running on a gold wristwatch, which apparently is a tell for who put the bomb there.
Yeah. Well, you think they'd already know that from the whole pop quiz thing.
You'd think. It's not too many people who would say pop quiz hotshot. It's kind of a tell.
Yeah, here comes your more traditional LA traffic, I think.
Yeah. Now we're getting into the realism. Whoa! It sends that car off the ramp. That's not how that works, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, who's gonna have to pay for that?
Deciding what to do, and they go off and crash into the water gallon jug barrier things. I'm sure that's the scientific name. Water gallon jug barrier things.
I like it. I think you've trademarked something there.
See that? Water gallon jug barrier things. Write it down. I'm such a wordsmith.
You're a poet and you don't even know it.
That's right. That's why they gave me a podcast. So we're back. Oh, a poor Ford Taurus crashes right into the bus.
And the
Ford Taurus lost.
That's where the $30 million was spent on these poor cars.
Destroying every single car and one bus. What kind of sandwich you think Dennis Hopper's eating there?
I would like to think it's some sort of beef sandwich.
I was thinking tuna.
I get the feeling with him though, he's not going to be one of these people who have loads of fillings. It's going to be just one filling, I think.
You think so? Yeah, because he doesn't he needs the bland food as a come down for all the excitement he gets from, you know, blowing people up and destroying lives. So.
Well, yeah. When you're a psycho, you just, you know, food's fuel, isn't it?
Right. The blandness, it's sort of like a come down. Brings him back to earth. He's an encyclopedia of bombs.
Here comes a bit of exposition.
That's not a thing that should be said ever. Hello, I'm an encyclopedia of bombs. Well, you're immediately on a watch list.
Come on, let's go. Yeah, I'd love to know, like, where and how. Obviously, they filmed it in LA, but, like, what time they had to and what they had to shut off.
yeah, can you imagine? Let's take a bus. Let's have it go fast in city streets.
you've got to make it look reasonably realistic with the amount of cars on the road and, like, the time of day and that kind of thing.
How much is it was on real city streets and how much of it was on like a set, like with a green screen, something like that?
Well, you've got to think that like, most of it was filmed like on roads that aren't being used anymore you know, it was like test, you know, all roads that are about to be used that haven't been finished yet.
Right. And then I'm assuming like the shots inside the bus, I would imagine that was on a set somewhere.
Yeah.
But even still, I mean, you still have to get the exterior shots of the bus going down a street. I mean, so you got to do that like this that they're showing now. I mean,
because this would be, what's this? So this is 94, so this would be pre-green screen, wouldn't it? So they'd still be on the bus, or at least on the shell of a bus.
Right. All right, and CGI wasn't really a thing yet.
No.
So, yeah, they were driving a bus down a street, so... Yeah.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
And a baby carriage goes flying through the air. It was just filled with soda cans. Empty cans.
She's not happy.
What kind of child has soda cans with... Oh, I get it.
See Keanu reassuring as well.
Poor Sandy. She thought she killed a child. All she did was crush the cans for the lady. She actually helped that lady in crushing the cans for her. See that?
That's just good recycling.
Uh-oh. That's a problem. And kids crossing. And... I tell you, it's going to be awfully hard to drive a bus.
I wouldn't like it as a job.
I not even just a job, just physically driving the bus.
Yeah. It's just that whole thing of having to, you know, I mean, obviously they change routes, they change drives over, you know, quite often. I presume they do in America, but, you know, you'll know the quickest route to go that doesn't involve the bus route.
Right. Christ, I have trouble parking my normal sized vehicle on a side street, never mind a bus.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the unfinished road.
Well, Keanu directing everybody to one side of the bus for weight balance. Now, why do you need to put your directional on? You're in a careening. You're in a bomb on wheels. I mean,
you gotta let everybody know behind what's going on, even though she's got a police escort.
I suppose. I mean, it is just practicing good road rules, I suppose.
And she's already said she's had a license revoked, so she needs to, like you say, she needs to know what's going on.
That's right. That's not how buses work.
Was that soft turn that they were meant to be doing?
Any power steering on that bus? Apparently not.
I got it wrong. We're not at the unfinished road bit yet. Spoiler alert!
Yet another spoiler for this movie that we're going to finish watching during this podcast. Also, the movie's 26 years old. I don't think you need to say spoiler alert, but.
I hear people like when they say, I've listened to a podcast and they were watching a movie I've not seen. It's like, well, why would you do that?
Yeah, really. Watch the movie first, then listen.
Yeah. I can understand it with things like wrestling, because obviously, you know, you're only missing a bit of commentary, but the actual film and the dialogue. Right.
Why watch Speed when I can listen to this asshole host talk over it for 2 hours?
I can listen to Ben and Matt talking about and missing the important bits while they're having a nice old chat.
Really?
Now we're on the unfinished road.
Thank goodness for this freeway. You know, that's the dialogue you're not getting by listening to this podcast.
this freeway is never ended.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of weird. Where is this freeway? Did they go to the Autobahn to film this? That's the other thing. If this was in the Autobahn, if this was filmed on the Autobahn, if this was a German movie, this wouldn't be a problem because they could go as fast as they wanted.
I don't know if you ever... Did you guys get Top Gear? Our version of Top Gear?
The car. Your version? Yeah, we used to. And we also have our shitty, awful American version, which was useless.
So, did you ever see the Autobahn episode where they went over and they had to drive as fast as they could? And they were in, like, you know, proper, you know, normal road cars, and they all got to, like, 120 miles an hour.
Jesus.
On a motorway freeway autobahn, however you want to phrase it.
Good lord. Yeah, that's when it gets a little frightening. It's not that I don't trust myself; it's that I don't trust other people. That's what speed three should be.
It's when you can feel the actual car shaking when you're holding the steering wheel. That's when it goes a bit wrong.
So Speed 3, you know, because with this whole Keanu resurgence, there needs to be a Speed 3. It should be in Germany on the Autobahn. He steals a bus in Germany and the Autobahn. If that happens, I want credit, is what I'm saying. It was my idea. No. Much like the road barrier thing, whatever crap I said was called before. Should have wrote it down. Damn it. I forgot the name of it.
Right, I think so. Here we go. They're going to try and get the Sam off the bus now, I think. Or they're trying to get everybody off.
That seems like a good idea.
Well, you think, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah, but that's one of the rules, though, isn't it? Like they just said, they don't have to get people off the bus.
That's right. That's right. Yes, good call. See, that's what happens when we talk about MySpace during the important plot details. We miss all this shit.
Yeah, but then we want to talk about Bebo and MySpace, so we're giving them more publicity than they've had in years.
We're busy talking about garbage punk bands.
and hipsters in jackets.
Extras in Miami Vice. So it would appear that Dennis Hopper is getting hip to the ruse, and he's watching a cam of them trying to get the passengers off the plane. He's not trying to have sex with them. Not that kind of getting off. You know.
Keanu is negotiating with Dennis to get Sam off the bus.
There's still going to be plenty of us to kill.
Yeah. Whoever wrote this film, yeah, when you see the dialogue written down, it is real bad.
I mean, it's an action movie. It's not necessarily about the dialogue, yeah. But come the fuck on.
It's not Shakespeare, but come on.
Well, I wouldn't want it to be Shakespeare either, quite frankly. But... All right, so they're getting the bus driver off the bus because, you know, he's been shot and he's kind of bleeding out.
Meanwhile, Maud Flanders is just going... just needs to calm down and sit back down. Sandra and Sam just having like a nice normal conversation. Yeah, you take care.
The size of the steering wheel. My God. They're loading him onto a big flatbed truck.
Yes.
That says wide load on it. Now, that's kind of upsetting because the bus driver is not fat. So, I mean, do they need the wide load sign? It's just very, very insulting to that poor bus driver. He's been through enough already.
I was going to say, if it was me on there, that's fair enough. But he's not a fat bloke. And the hipster's taking photos because, of course, he fucking is.
She's a character actress, too. The aforementioned Maud Flanders. She's been in some stuff. I can't tell you what, but I've seen her before.
I've seen her in things, yeah. So, yeah. Can't tell you what. Oh.
All right, they're trying to get her off the bus.
So her name's Helen, and the cops are not hit to the room, are they? They're like...
Uh-oh. And poor Maud. Helen, Maud, they blow up the bus because they were only supposed to get the bus driver off, and they set off one of the bombs, and poor Helen Maud has sadly deceased, strewn about on a freeway. May she rest in peace. Poor Helen Maud. All right, so the bus has exploded, as we mentioned earlier, and a woman caught blast, poor Helen Maud.
And Dennis is looking like a little bit torn for the first time. Oh, no, now he's smiling. No, he's all right now.
Keanu with that death stare as he stares out into the freeway. Everybody's shaken up. Everybody's sad. Even the Miami Vice guy. Ramon's punk cover band guy, he's upset. Ooh, Miami Vice guy's pissed. Yep. Says, I can't be here.
Is he going to try and drop off as well?
I don't think that would end well for him.
Old vintage lady, she's she's left to the fashion party about 20 years too early. Ortiz isn't happy with the Miami Vice guy.
Oh. And now punk guy standing up. He's upset. Everybody's getting very anxious on this bus. And who can blame him?
I was going to say, I'd like to think I probably would be as well, to be fair.
They're fighting. This is no time for fighting. There's a bomb on a bus.
We're all gonna die in good time.
Don't die mad. That's the old saying. And Sandy's all shaken up. Still driving the bus, what a trooper, but very shaken up about our friend the bus driver.
Well, as anybody would be.
Poor guy gets shot. And I'm assuming she's upset about Helen Maud as well, but...
Well...
But I think it's more the bus driver. Sam.
I would think so. Maud would get on your tits, wouldn't you? You'd be like...
Oh, no, she is upset about Helen Maud.
Ah!
See that?
She was a nice lady. Yeah, but she's dead now.
She died doing what she loved, jumping off of a bus onto a flatbed truck. Well, that doesn't work. This guy looks like the like discount Fred Schneider. with a mustache.
I was going to say, and a guy who's never had a mustache in his life.
Gotta save those people off the bus. That's my Fred Schneider impression. It's not very good.
It's better than anything I could do.
Everybody's fired for some reason. Why is he shouting?
Discount Eddie Murphy is not happy.
There's a 50 feet section of the highway missing.
I love the way I'm obviously we're watching it silent, but I love the way he went, he just shouted Jack there, and Jack was just surprised to see him.
I like to imagine in the first take of this scene, Keanu didn't answer to Jack. He just kept yelling, Jack, and Keanu's just standing there. My name's Keanu, it's not Jack.
The guy behind the police officer is doing some fine smell the fart acting there, the blonde guy. now Keanu, in his nicest voice, is going to say there's like a massive section of the freeway missing.
There's a gap in the freeway. Couple of miles ahead. The old woman in the back in the tracksuit. Freeway? What? Where am I? What if I shift into neutral and keep the engine revving? That's not how that works. It's almost like she's never driven a bus with a bomb on it. Come on.
She doesn't know. She's just throwing ideas out there. She's just being a crazy kid. Can't they just put a brick on there or something?
When we hit the gap, heads down. It's an AFI character with the most 90s haircut of all time.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's the most 90s for sure. I didn't mean to shoot the guy. Well, you should have thought about that.
We'll worry about that later.
And we're coming up on the missing section of freeway here.
They got their queen, didn't they? Sandra decided now was a good time to step on the gas. Yeah,
I would think. Look, Keanu, it's a bus. There's only so fast it can go. Telling her, come on, come on.
Don't keep looking at the speed officer hoping.
Why couldn't he put jets on this thing when he was rigging the bomb, too? That bus is going very fast.
It is.
I love how that sign just says, end.
This is the end.
Road closed. Oh, the bus is almost hitting 70.
Is he going to get there? All the suspense.
Now, I'm no scientist or physics major, if you will, but that's not how buses and gravity work.
I'm pretty certain you're correct, sir. I'm pretty certain.
So they make the jump, and now they are all the passengers are alive. But
50, we can celebrate later. 50.
The passengers are alive, but I'm assuming most of them wish they were dead. And the bus carries on.
Hipster has soiled his pants, but he's alive. He doesn't care.
The they were all celebrating. Excuse me, did we forget about the bomb on the bus? Remember that little detail?
Yeah, let's... oh, by the way. Did you think, like, you managed to dislodge the bomb? Is that why they're so happy, do you think?
I don't know. This Dennis Hopper seems like a pro. I bet you he's got that thing rigged pretty well.
Oh, here comes the first bit of sexual tension between the two.
Uh-oh. They're on the LAX ramp, which is a problem because LAX traffic is a nightmare, you see.
Even I, as a Brit, know that.
Uh-oh, they've run over spike strips. Which is a problem.
I'm watching one of them police pursuit shows now. Yep, they've hit the stringer. They're going to be coming to a halt very shortly.
So now they're on the they're in the airport on the runway, driving on the runway with seemingly flat tires.
With a plane helpfully in the background there to make you think, oh yeah, this is an airport. There you go, we're at the airport. There you go.
Well, they're driving along. A nice Sunday drive on an airport runway and a bus with a bomb on it.
Oh, you know. It seems as good a way as any to spend today.
But now we get a phone call from Dennis Hopper. He wants money, he says.
With his brick phone with an aerial. Look at that aerial as well.
He wants money in large, non-sequential bills and two clear plastic bags, unmarked.
I always love in these things how non-sequential bills are so important.
Well, so they can't track them. I would imagine.
Well, yeah, having never done it, yes, I would imagine that would be the way you have to do it.
You see, in this day and age, it wouldn't be bills. It would be, you know what? Just Venmo me $1 million.
Yeah, just bank transfer it to me. It'll be fine.
Wire it to my PayPal.
Oh, now we find out he's pissed.
They think you're bullshit. Oh, this dialogue. Oh boy. This didn't win any awards for writing, I would imagine. Which, to be fair, in an action movie isn't what you're looking for, but, you know.
We're meant to be reminiscing, Matt, not like...
Look, I'm all for mindless bullshit, but, you know.
Well, yeah. Old. The very helpful LAPD massive truck showed up.
Oh, Keanu is getting off the bus for a reason.
Another plot device.
Don't worry, I won't go far. Just calmly steps off the bus onto a truck like he's taking a step off of his porch. Jesus.
They made a big deal earlier on about the whole wide load and, you know, not being able to get too close together. He just steps across.
Calmly steps off the bus. You know, he should still be chewing gum like he was in the first scene. That would really, really be great if he just kept chewing that same piece of gum through this whole thing. We got news reporters there.
But like I say, we haven't got the news choppers anymore, so they can
they haven't got to provide Dennis with any of the video evidence anymore.
Now, I'll tell you, this is another thing that dates this movie, because if this was happening today, there would have been news there in minutes. It would not have taken an hour for a news truck to show up on the scene.
I mean, it's my second OJ reference, but after what happened there, yeah, news coverage went a bit either south or better, depending on your viewpoint.
Those vultures in the news media today would be there in seconds. All right, so it looks like Keanu is going to attempt to defuse the bomb from underneath the bus.
Yeah, but because that's easy to do.
Of course. I mean, hell, I could do it. He's on some sort of, I don't know what that is, but it looks like some sort of metal luge thing.
It's a pulley. It's like, yeah, it's like a metal pulley thing, isn't it?
Oh, that seems safe. Just let him go right under the bus. Jeez. This is not a very good plan. I agree, Sandra Bullock. I agree. There's only one way this can end, and it's not good.
Breathe in, Keanu. Breathe in.
Yeah. Just keep it steady. Oh, thanks.
No pressure.
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah, you can't see him anymore. Yeah, that's it. One final nod of goodbye.
Got Jeff Daniels on the other line talking him through defusing a bomb, which, all right.
Scott's back on the case.
Trying to figure out the wires.
Those fiber alloys, you see.
Oh, he just so happens to have the thing to cut the sheathing. Well, that's nice.
Never
leave home without it.
I'm going to say that was there in that very helpful bomb jacket they gave him. I'll forgive that plot device.
Yeah, that's a good point. He is wearing a flak jacket.
There have been many plot devices in this film, but that one I can let go. As you said before, it's an action film. There's going to be some stuff going on.
Look, I want everything to be perfect. I want good dialogue. I want continuity. I'm asking for a lot, but oh well. It's my show. It's my show.
It's your show, your rules. Oh, they found him. They found him.
That's right. He was he's a retired member of the bomb squad. That's why he knows what to do. They can be at his place inside of 15 minutes.
But is he actually going to be there? I mean, come on.
I forgot about that part, too, that he was a retired member of the bomb squad.
Uh-oh.
Which would make sense. That's why he would know all these things.
Yeah, I think they made mention in the just before the bomb, before they went on the bus, that he thought he was a former cop.
While we were talking about absolutely nothing concerning this movie, I'm sure. What, tangent number 5? Or...
We're talking about the some of the lousy dialogue, and then the dialogue that we should be listening to.
Yeah, that's a great point. Speaking of lousy dialogue, they're looking in front of him. He's not in front of the bus. He's not behind the bus.
I can't see him. I can't see him.
I'll give you one guess as to where he is. Oh, and the wire that was holding him snaps off.
There goes the petrol tank.
He punctures the hole in it.
She thinks she's killed him.
Oh, That's probably bad.
Yeah, I get the feeling that that wouldn't end well in real life.
No. Let's just jab a gas tank with a screwdriver. I'm sure that's fine.
Whilst, getting friction burns all over.
Tearing his ass apart on the pavement. Oh, look, another conveniently placed opening hatch.
How many convenient holes and hatches have they got in this place, by the way?
Oh, yeah, he's all right. He's just hanging from a speeding bus, but he's fine.
And he's punctured the petrol tank. And
oh, I'm fine. I'm just hanging from the brake cable. Just leave me here. No big deal. This is my home now.
I've got oil everywhere. It's all on me. The bus is going to stop in about a couple of minutes.
Jesus. How are you? Are you okay? Oh, yeah, never better.
The officer on the flat truck is sounding like one of those people on, like, on the NFL coverage when somebody's hit, like, a 60-yard touchdown. I can't believe it. I don't want to believe
it. Yes! He's got some big, round, hairy cojones.
I'm just going to be thinking about Keanu's cojones all night. Thanks.
There's worse ways to spend a night, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
He is a rather attractive man.
Oh, now we figured out the gas.
Uh-oh. That's what you get for stabbing it with a screwdriver. Can you get a fuel truck? Yeah, right on it, sure.
I can get one of them, but it's quite easy and convenient.
He's got Fred Schneider on the case, so...
another friend in the office with an awful mustache. Meanwhile,
get a fuel truck for Keanu Reeves.
Meanwhile, back at Dennis Hoffer's house.
Meanwhile, in this lovely gated community, all hell is breaking loose. Oh, Harry Lloyd's there. Harry Lloyd. Harry, whatever his name is there. He got tired of doing the paperwork. He wanted to be there for this one.
Yeah.
God, look at that TV. What year is that from?
Okay, I'm not being funny, but you know he's like a bomb expert and you go straight in. No messing. Don't do a sweep of the house.
Oh, he does have plastic on the furniture. I'll give him that. Oh, it is a nice. It is a nice house.
It is.
It's dated, but it's nice.
Got the funky fireplaces going on, and now Jeff has realised what's about to happen.
Uh oh. Kaboom. And the house goes kaboom.
You could have given him like a funky sign off line, couldn't he? Instead of just standing there like an idiot.
Staring into the camera stone faced. We've complained a lot about the dialogue. At least give him a good line. Ooh, looks like I've been fired. Looks like I've been fired, or something like that.
Yeah.
And Dennis Hopper once again on the phone with Keanu.
Dennis is having great delight in revealing the plot, isn't he?
We both know that he was the brains, he meaning his partner, who is now assumingly deceased. He was the brains of the operation. Either he's deceased or he's very badly injured.
he won't be on the beat for a while.
No, he'll be signing paperwork for a long time. Oop, and apparently he's planted a bomb somewhere else, I think.
You've always got to have the B plan. Always.
Says he's got till 11 a.m., if I read that correctly. Oh, he's not happy.
Just killed his best friend. I love when Keanu has to act.
Hell of a try.
Like I said right at the very beginning, he might be my favourite bad actor, Keanu. I know everybody always goes for Nicolas Cage, but Keanu would get my vote, I think.
Keanu was up there for me. Nick Cage would be up there for me for sure. I'm trying to think who else. I don't know. I'd have to really think about that. Like, would Schwarzenegger be considered a bad actor? I don't know.
I don't think so. Not now.
Yeah.
I think maybe at a certain point of the 80s, yes, but not now.
Mm. What are you saying about movies such as The Running Man and Commando? Red Dawn.
I love The Running Man. That was sort of number two behind this to be my. This, that was going to be my pick, The Running Man.
Mm. That would have been a good one too. And now they're talking, and the tension is the sexual tension is through the roof bus.
It's a quote, Taz. It's a rocket buster.
You could cut the electricity with a knife.
I'm thinking about this bad actor thing. So yeah, only after Judgment Day, I don't think can be considered. Would you consider Stallone?
Yeah, Stallone has Rocky under his belt, though.
True, true.
Like the first one, which is a legitimately good movie, you know.
Yeah.
Everything else is, you know, obviously the other Rocky movies are fantastic, but you know everything else besides that. You know, you could take or leave. Like, it's all like personal preference. Like, yeah. he doesn't exactly do any great acting in the Rambo movies, really, except from you could argue the first one. Bruce. Yeah, I mean, Expendables. Eh. All right, so they've decided to take the camera on the bus.
Yeah,
and they're going to rig it so that it can just continue to loop the same picture. Keanu, basically the first person to make a GIF. He's doing it here on this bus.
I'm sitting into a director. It's like Blair Witch 5 years early.
Speaking of dated things, can this camera broadcast in UHF? Holy Moses. Well, that instantly dates this thing again. Ah, the 90s. Wants them not to make any big movements.
It is my favorite decade of the 90s. I know everyone goes on about the 80s, but I'm a definite 90s kid.
Well, I wasn't around for the 80s, so...
To be fair, I was around, but like... You know, actually being a child in the 80s, I wasn't like going out or anything.
Uh-oh. So they're looking at the fuel gauge and, well, we got problems. Says they only have a minute of tape.
That'll do.
So they're taking the tape, and they're basically just going to loop it and send it directly to Dennis Hopper so that it loops, so that he thinks they're still on the bus.
Keanu only needs a minute. He'll be fine.
They're fast. He was able to do it while he was taking a piss.
How convenient. Right, they've got the airport bus, of course. Can you imagine being this guy at work? Oh yeah, by the way, we need you to get all these people off.
How was your day, honey? Well, let me tell you. Ooh, we've got this nice, sturdy piece of plywood. I'm sure nothing will go wrong with that. It's not even a new piece. It looks like it was in someone's basement for years. Let's use this. Fuck them.
I think Hips has made it across. The old couple. The old couple surely should have been first.
You'd think. That hipster wanted to be first off. You kidding me?
No, hipster's there. I can see him. He's not gone off yet.
Oh. You think he wanted to be first?
That's punk guy. Vintage lady's struggling. Ortiz would be last off.
I think what's his name is last off. He's still on the bus. Miami Vice fella. Yeah. They never had me do this in acting class. Oh no. Oh goodness.
I think he made it. The wheel didn't, but he's gonna have to get some more chinos though.
So everybody is off the bus except for Sandy and Keanu.
You think they'd all wave by up?
Oh, see, finally, I caught what her name is. It's Annie. I'm not going to call her that. I'm still going to call her Sandra Bullock, but it's nice to know that the name was Annie.
Let's be fair. Keanu and Sandra is better than Jack and Annie.
It's a John Mellencamp song. So they've wedged the gas pedal to the ground.
Found a conveniently placed thing to hold it in, and using the convenient hatch with a nice hook on it.
Oh, I remember what happens next. That's right. I forgot. This is fucking great.
Matt's there now.
Uh-oh. The bus is about to crash. Maybe. I don't know. It's doing all kinds of things. And they go off the bus on the hatch, slide across the tarmac.
Whilst being clenched
to the grass. And they're off the bus. And the bus goes careening into the airplane hangar. And chaos will seemingly ensue in the near moments.
Yes. Found the only bit of the airport where there doesn't... Oh, no. We have found a bit of the airport where there are people.
Oh, I think the stuff on that plane is going to be late. And the bus hits the plane and blows up. Along with the plane.
You might be waiting a while for your baggage.
Yes. That copy of that Grateful Dead CD you were waiting for is going to be a little late.
That bit of anime you've got? No, not happening.
That is a hell of a ball of flame there. I think that was 3/4 of the budget, was that explosion.
I was going to say, that's an impressive fireball.
There's your $30 million right there. Blowing up the plane and the bus. Now that guy wouldn't survive. Wait a minute. Where did he come from?
I'm sure he's deciding now might be a good time to run.
That ball of fire was a mile long. He wouldn't survive that.
Meanwhile, Keanu is looking meaningful into Sandra's eyes.
It's over, Annie. You did it. What a trooper. I know Kung Fu.
I also am good with a phone line. Trust me. I've worked in phone boxes.
You know, this would be really nice if I didn't just spend half the day on a bus, on a bomb.
You know, thinking about it with the voice, wouldn't Keanu be a good Batman? You'd already have the voice, you wouldn't have to do anything else. You'd have to get the Bruce Wayne voice. You'd have to do it the other way around.
just make your voice a little deeper. He'd be fine.
I'm Batman.
Dude. He won't let go of Sandra, will he? Look, that hand is staying there.
How you doing? Well, I've been better.
If he'd have said that in some sort of Joey Tribbiani style.
Oh, Dennis Hopper wants his money. He's on the horn.
Yeah, because he still thinks they're on the bus, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. We cut to L.A., where the new bomb has been placed, allegedly. Yep. Allegedly.
But somehow the cops have got to be unseen, so they don't give the game away. I like how, like, Sandra... I know it's in the ambulance, but I like how Sandra's sort of along for the ride.
Yeah. I'm not a cop, but you know what?
Yeah, you can watch this. It's fine. I'll be right back. It's like he's going to get some groceries or something. Yeah.
It's official police business, but we can bring you along.
They have taken over this barber's.
Oh, she had to stay in the ambulance. That's a pity.
I bet she finds a way of getting out of there, though. Just a hunch.
Like so. Oh, she just walked out.
Yeah, that ambulance driver was really paying attention.
Looking at the trash canister. We'll go with that. Trash canister. Yeah, trash can is what normal people say, but you know, trash bin even.
We say bin, but I think a trash can is acceptable.
Yes, but you see, the problem was the first thing I said was trash canister, and nobody says that. That was the first problem. Oh God.
You forget sometimes you're on with an English person. Some of these slips, you're all right.
Dennis Hopper's, he's all jazzed up now.
Yeah.
But he looks at the feed.
Has he figured it out?
He's looking at the feed, and he sees a pocketbook magically appear on a lady's lap, and he has figured out the ruse.
There's a glitch in your plan, Neo.
And you see, that's the problem with GIFs. They're just not smooth, most of them. Now he's on the street in his cop uniform. Oh, Sandy, you should have stayed in the ambulance.
Yeah, because he won't know where Sandy's not heard him speak, has she?
This is a problem.
These poor lads in this barbers, though, must be like, yeah, come in, just don't make a mess. I'll do your hair for you after.
Uh-oh.
Keanu's figured there might be a problem.
Where'd they get that tracking device from? A submarine? Now Keanu has figured out what's going on, and he's just running into the street.
Yeah.
And he figured out that there is a hole underneath.
Now that's impressive.
This guy knows what he's doing.
I believe the phrase is, he knows his shit.
So this takes place over the course of one day. What a day. My God. Oh, Keanu clapping back. Pop quiz, asshole. Ooh, and he's got a bomb strapped to Sandra Annie Bullock. Multiple bombs, in fact. That seems dangerous.
That can't be good.
No. Well, you're not going to ask how I'm doing? I knew I shouldn't have invited you along on the beat.
I do like how Dennis is so gleefully happy when he appears then.
He really is. Well, Dennis wants his money, apparently, and he's going to do anything to get it.
And that, to be fair, he's been quite open and honest about his motivation, hasn't he? It's not like...
Yes, yeah, no. He knows what he wants.
He's not like some of these crazy psychos. You see, he just wants the cash.
Now we're getting the cliche villain monologue here.
Yeah, a bit of exposition. So they're just running away like a normal person.
You can see Sandy's face is like, all right, just kill me if you're going to keep going on like this.
I've got to listen to all this dialogue again. I had to hear a load of it on the bus.
Oh, he's eccentric, is what he calls himself. He's not crazy. He's eccentric.
Yeah. I hope you're one of those people, Matt, like me. Whenever I hear somebody say they are crazy, wacky, or zany, it's like, no, you're not. People who say that, no, you're not.
Well, he's... Oh, now we're on a subway. Speed 4. We take the subway.
Where was... Oh, so yeah, Speed 3 was the Autobahn, wasn't it? Speed 4's on the subway.
Speed 4's on the subway. We got to think of something for Speed 5.
Speed 5 could take place in, like, a theme park beyond, like, one of those, like, on the rapids or something.
Sure. He hijacks a log ride.
Yeah.
Speed 6, we go to space.
It'd be like Bond. We'll go there eventually.
Be the Moonraker of speed movies. All right, so Keanu now trying to get on the subway.
We'd have to get Keanu back though.
Oh God, yeah, and I think he'd do it. That's the other thing about this movie, too, is it seems like it kind of went away for a little bit. Like, you didn't really hear about it for a while, and you kind of still don't. Like, and yeah. I remember, like, when I was a kid, like, this movie was big. Like, it was on TV all the time, and then you would think with the Keanu resurgence over the past couple of years that, like, this movie would be playing nonstop.
Well, it's like we sort of alluded to it all night, really. You know, the Keanu films you think of, this is probably, you know, fourth or fifth on the list, isn't it? You know, you'd probably go Matrix first, then Bill and Ted, then Point Break, and then this.
Right. And this used to be on TV all the time, even on, like, over here, like, regular basic channels.
Yeah, it was on a lot.
It seemed like all of a sudden it just kind of stopped, and, like, I think it was on TV relatively recently, but it feels like that was the first time in a long time.
Yeah. I don't really get why, because it's such... I mean, it's one of the reasons I picked it. It's such an easy watch. I mean, even now, like, oh, yeah. I'm watching... Like, the 2 hours have flown by.
Oh, for sure.
You're really And you're really talking with a film with, like we said earlier, you know, with four main characters at most in it.
Right. Right. It's just wild. You'd think that this would be on nonstop with, you know, the recent Keanu resurgence. For Christ's sakes, there's a new Bill and Ted movie coming out.
I don't know how I feel about that. I was quite excited until I saw the trailer.
Oh, I'll watch it. Good, bad, I don't care what the reviews are. I'm going to watch it. I mean...
It'll hopefully probably be the first film I'll get to see back at the cinema again.
Yeah. Must be nice to live in a country that kind of has COVID under control, somewhat.
somewhat. So we're at the stage now, like, so gyms are back. I think the cinema is pretty much the only place that isn't back open yet. So, and everywhere else has now. Like football, the football season's finished, so we're on pre-season, quote unquote, now. So hopefully by October they're going to be letting crowds back in again.
That sounds nice. let me know how it is.
Well, I know, you know, apart from NFL, I don't know much about American sport. I'm right in saying that the basketball and NHL started back up again, and is baseball started back up again?
Yeah, but baseball's got problems. They had a team that had like 17 guys test positive for it over like the last week as we're recording this.
I heard about that, yes.
Yeah. But NBA and NHL, at least, they're doing like a bubble plan where they're locking everybody down in a certain area. And they've had like almost zero positive tests since that started. So in theory, they should be all right. But
I watch. You might laugh. I don't know. I watch a lot of darts and snooker, and they've had bubble tournaments, like the big tournaments are taking place, but all in one place to play. You know, it's like the beginning of the film. It's a conference room and a hotel, so the players are all staying there.
Right.
Well, meanwhile, We're getting the film again. We're talking. So.
That's been a problem.
Yeah, but we know what's going on. It's not like we're missing bits, but we can catch up pretty damn quick.
So they're fighting on top of the subway. Keanu Reeves and Dennis Hopper, and Dennis Hopper gets beheaded by a roof light, which I also forgot happens in this movie. Holy shit.
There are ways to go, and then there are ways to go.
Holy Moses. I was not expecting that. Holy shit. My lord.
Oh, Keanu gets through the funny line of he lost his head as well.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go out, I mean, you're going to go out on top, I suppose. Holy mackerel. Well, that was unexpected.
Come in, Mac. Yeah, the train drive is dead, but so is Dennis. So everything's...
Now they got to figure out how to stop the train. It's bad enough they had to get off the bus. Now we need to stop a train. And the emergency stop button just isn't working.
Another bit of transport where the transport system hasn't been finished yet.
No, that's speed 7.
Ah.
We're going to make this like Fast and Furious. We're going to make 10 of them, and it's going to make all the money. Speed Maybe get 10. Vin Diesel in for a couple of them.
Well, him and The Rock don't get on, so it'll be fine. We'll get him.
All right, now Keanu is trying to bend the bars because Sandy is handcuffed to
now
it.
Now he's doing some of that Neo John Wick kung fu.
This seems like a problem.
Sandra's like trying to treat it like a friction burn.
She's panicking.
Just calm her
down, Keanu. Calm her down. Oh, more construction. That's the LA experience. in. He's thinking.
He's got a Sophie's choice to make.
Well, he's speeding up the train, which, all right, that's one thing you can do.
That's been a blood there on the dial. Now they're looking lovingly into each other's eyes. There should be some sort of, like, you know, Mariah or Whitney playing now.
And I...
let's just look and hug.
As we, you know, seemingly... Now, here's the thing. If you know you couldn't get out, why would you speed the train up? Wouldn't that kill you faster? Don't you want to savor the moment?
Meanwhile, these poor lads have been working hard.
They're in for a rude awakening in, oh, about 30 seconds.
Oh, boys.
Choo-choo. Holy shit, indeed. That's the right response. And they go through the construction.
You don't get many holy shits in films, really.
Nope. Now they're completely off the tracks. Literally.
So they still make sure they're hugging.
And the train is sliding through the construction. That's an awfully big construction place, wherever it is.
There was a nice, convenient slicing of the train there, mate. Yeah.
Oh, 203 days since an accident. Oh, that's nice to know.
Back down to one after this.
Safety first. Uh-oh. And the train crashes through the billboard. They crash through the billboard. The train tips over onto the street.
I'm not a big lover of those, like, days without an accident signs. Anyway, that's just asking for trouble.
Oh, 2001 A Space Odyssey's playing.
Ah.
Oh, the Starline Tours are there. God, I thought that was Hugh Grant for a minute.
Oh, well, fuck.
Oh, and they survived the train crash with nary a scratch. That's awfully nice of them.
Now they're having a moment. There we go!
There it is.
We've been waiting for that.
Speed 8's just a porno.
Speed 8, Keanu is the electrician.
It'll be like one of those sequels that is like, it goes far ahead. It'll be Speed 69.
See, like that, Sandra's got a Brit straight onto the sex. Like, we're not going on a first date, no. We're going back to your house.
Where's this glass coming from? It's crumbling around them. What the hell? Now there's people watching them. God forbid you people help them out. They're only in a crashed train. No, let's stare at them.
With one of them in handcuffs around a post and caught, she literally cannot get out.
No, let's keep staring at them playing tonsil hockey. That's the right move. Jesus God. And we hit credits. Well, that was a very fun watch, if I say so myself. Like I said, I haven't seen that in a very long time, and holy crap, did I forget how Dennis Hopper dies in this. Holy shit. Wow. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, Richard Schiff is a train driver. I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a West Wing mark. I didn't realize that. There you go, there's my moment of the film.
Well, that was a very fun watch. So, thus concludes the watching of Speed, if you will. So, before we wrap up here and before we plug our business here to wrap the show, I do just want to mention briefly, want to congratulate Scott and JT over on the Place to Be podcast, over on the Wrestling Feed, for hitting 1 million downloads on Podbean recently. It's one hell of an accomplishment, and you two guys should be really proud of what you've created with, obviously, the podcast itself, but also with the community you guys have created. It's you know, it's great to be able to talk on a daily basis with a bunch of like-minded individuals who, you know, think about whether it's wrestling the same way or just watching sports together, movies, comics, whatever. It's just a really great community to, it's been a really great community to be a part of, and thankful to you guys for setting this up and, you know, just talking with the fans, like in the early days, you know, it got people into the podcast, I think, in a way that other podcasts really didn't do. And I think you guys should be proud of what you've accomplished here with the podcast and, like I said, with the community. And I'm really happy and proud to be a part of that community for sure. And so I just wanted to briefly mention that before we wrap up. Congratulations again. And on to the next million. Ben, anything you want to say about that?
Echoing exactly what you said, you know, the two guys, they create it through, you know, hard work. It's you know, the whole community aspect, like you say, all of it, the fact that they are willing to take a chance on people, you know, they were willing to take a chance on three plucky Brits, two of which had never done podcasting in their lives before November last year. And, you know, I'm going to sort of toot my own horn, but look at us now, and look, you know, the whole community aspect of it, you know, the fact that there's the two Place to Be Nation feeds, and there's the two sub feeds. It's a whole community that it's the proverbial something for everybody. And JT and Scott should be so very, very proud of what they've done and what they've accomplished.
I agree. So while we wrap up here, Ben, anything you would like to plug, sir?
Okay, let's go in order. Well, for once, there's a few things. So, when will this drop, Matt? Will it be about late August?
Early August, actually.
August. Okay, so let's. Okay, so the latest episode of Special Relations will be up. It's a wedding-related episode. It was to celebrate Rory's impending nuptials. He's now a married man. I don't know if he's a happily married man yet. We'd have to ask the missus, but he tells me he's happily married anyway. So congrats to Rory and Alison. I'm saying that on every pod I'm on. Highway to the Impact Zone. Me and Matt are on there with Logan and Jacob. Mm-hmm. I will let you speak more about that, though. Also, Chicken Salad. The newest episode of that will be up this weekend coming. We are doing SummerSlam at 1993. It was a very fun watch. I've also done my solo debut on Laughing Theatre, where we watched Old School. And that also held up. So yeah, it's been a busy old few weeks for me. I'm going to be sort of quieting down a bit now, I hope. we've got an episode of Special Relations to record. It's a very, very special episode. It's our biggest guest to date. I'll just leave it at that for now.
All right, awesome. And like you mentioned, Highway to the Impact Zone. Last episode was episode 4 that we were both on. We looked at the third episode of Impact and the second anniversary show, which was Pay-Per-View 100. Basically, just looking at TNA from 2004 right now. And those were not great shows to watch, but as Ben can attest to, but it's a hell of a listen nonetheless. So check that out.
Yeah, and, we're not pretentious about it, are we? We don't claim it's amazing. It's
no.
There are some good little nuggets to find in there, but you do have to go searching.
you have to sift through a lot of shit to get to the good. But so it's a fun podcast to do for sure. So definitely check all those out. And of course, it's the four of us It's me, Ben Locke. Logan is the host, along with Jacob Williams. And then it's Lewis Maynard and Sean Kidd. So we basically, the four, we rotate around, and that's a the six of us. And that's a fun listen, so check that out. And new episode of Jenny and the Gems also up, where we went to back to February 1986 for Superstars on the Superstation. And that was a really fun watch. A lot of great stuff on that show for sure. So check all that out. You can follow me on Twitter if you are so inclined, at MSUSA1991. And I believe that is it. So with that, thus concludes episode 4 of Piece of the Action. My thanks once again to Ben Locke. Ben, thank you.
Thank you for having me yet again, Matt. Thanks a lot.
All right. And for that, we will see you next time. For loving you, blast me to heaven. For loving you, yeah! Speak, give me what I need. Yeah, what lightning. Let's be on speed, the wheels on wheels. Speak, I'll let it bleed. What up?